turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Hebrews, chapter 13. I'd like to read verse 8, very familiar verse of Scripture. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. What we have here is a statement concerning Jesus Christ. It's a very bold statement. It's affirmative. And it's a very plain statement. It's a very simple statement. Yet it is deeply profound. The subject we like to speak upon this evening is Jesus Christ forever himself. Jesus Christ forever himself. We want to notice some things about this statement. First of all, it is a statement concerning immutability. By immutability, we mean incapable of change. Not just merely does not change, but incapable of change. Big difference. It's not that Jesus doesn't change. He is incapable of changing. When we speak of change, we're talking about an alteration of some kind, a modification of some kind, a revision, an amendment, simply to become different. Jesus Christ is incapable of change. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. So, what is said here is said of Jesus Christ, who is God. God, of course, is immutable. His immutability is a branch of his eternity. Eternity, as it relates to God, means that he has no beginning. It is implied in Genesis 1 and verse 1, in the beginning, God. It's implied there that he has no beginning because he's in the beginning. Being in the beginning, he must be before the beginning. Before the beginning of time, there could be nothing that was nothing but what was uncreated. God, of course, is before the beginning. God is uncreated. God is without beginning. If God had a beginning, he of necessity must have it from someone else. If you do not have a if you have a beginning, it is absolutely necessary that you have it of someone else. And what that means is that God would not be supreme. If someone gave God his beginning, then whatever that was would be supreme over God. So God had no beginning. Had no beginning. He's without beginning. His existence is in and of himself. No one else can that be said of. Only God. So he's without beginning. And it is said of Jesus Christ, John 1, verses 1 and 2, in the beginning. Takes us back to Genesis 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God. John 1, verse 1 and 2, in the beginning was the Word. Referring to Jesus Christ. And the Word was with God. Well, when was the Word with God? In the beginning. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word in the beginning was with God, and the Word was God. The same, that is, the one who was with God and the one who was God, was in the beginning with God. Colossians 1, verse 17, it is said of Christ, He is before all things, and by Him all things consist. He is before all things, which is just another way of saying He's in the beginning. He's without beginning. So eternity, as it relates to God, means that He has no beginning. Jesus Christ is God. Eternity, as it relates to God, also means that He has no end. Jesus Christ is God. He has no beginning. He has no end. Psalm 9 and verse 7, we read, "The Lord shall endure forever." And then notice over in Psalm 102, Psalm 102, we'll read verses 25 through 27. "Of old hast thou laid the foundation of the earth." Foundation is the beginning. "And the heavens are the work of thy hands." They, the work of His hands and the heavens, shall perish. But thou shalt endure. It's eternity. "Yea, all of them," again, the works of God's hands, "shall wax old like a garment." That is, they're going to change. "As a vesture shalt thou change them, and they shall be changed. But thou art the same." Now that's immutability. That's not eternity, that's immutability. "Thou art the same, and thy years shall have no end." That is eternity. Eternity is without beginning. Eternity is without end. So God is of perpetual duration, without beginning, without end. As such, Jesus is referred to as the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. Without beginning, He's first, nothing's before Him. He's last, nothing is after Him. So He's the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. He's eternal without beginning. He's eternal without end. Now, the eternity of God is also seen in the purposes of God. Ephesians 1 and verse 4 says, "According as He hath chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world," before creation, in the beginning. He was in the beginning, and He chose us in the beginning, before the foundation of the world. Ephesians 3, verse 11, "According to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord." The eternal purpose. God doesn't just react to whatever's going on. He has an eternal purpose. So God is eternal. And again, the immutability of God, which is what Hebrews 13 verse 8 is teaching us. The immutability of God is a branch of His eternity. Now if we go back to Psalm 102 in verse 27, we see eternity and immutability are linked together. We see in Psalm 90 and verse 2, "From everlasting to everlasting." That's eternity. From everlasting through everlasting. That's eternity. Thou art God. That's immutability. From everlasting to everlasting, He doesn't change. He's God. And then in Psalm 102, verse 27, Thou art the same. That's immutability. Incapable of change. And Thy years shall have no end. That's eternity. So the immutability of God and the eternity of God are linked together. The immutability of God declares that God is unalterably fixed in His being. The eternity and immutability of God, it declares the greatness of God, that God is eternal, declares His greatness. That God is immutable, declares His greatness. God said in Malachi 3 and verse 6, I am the Lord. He's telling us who He is. I am the Lord. I change not. That is, I'm never less than the Lord, and there's nothing more than the Lord. Romans chapter 1 and verse 23, He is referred to as the incorruptible God. And in James 1:27, we read concerning God, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. So what we read here in Hebrews 13, verse 8, is a statement of the immutability of Jesus Christ, which again is a branch of His eternity. Now, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Consider this statement. Again, it's a very simple statement. Yet it is profound, one that we do not fully comprehend. Jesus Christ, the same. Jesus Christ, the same. The word same means identical to. It means that which matches. The duplicate of Jesus Christ, the same. What is the extent of that statement? Well, the sameness is seen in the words yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So, the word yesterday goes all the way back to before the beginning. In the beginning, God. Yesterday takes us all the way back before the beginning. That's before creation. Before time. Yesterday goes all the way back there. It's forever back. Forever back. The word forever goes all the way forward into the future. It's forever forward. You and I have a hard time comprehending forever, because we live in time and we measure things by time. But you have here forever back, forever forward. Between the two, you have the word today. Yesterday, forever back, forever forward. And then today. Today is the immediate, the right now. And it stands between forever back and forever forward. Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday, today, and forever. So what does that mean? Well, it means all that He was forever back, He is today. And He will be forever forward. And all that He will be forever forward, He has been. And He is. He's the same. He does not change. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. That means that Jesus Christ is identical to, He is the duplicate of what He's always been. Can any of us say that? Of course not. He is identical to and the duplicate of what He's always been. And Jesus Christ will forever be identical to and the duplicate of what He is and what He has been. Jesus Christ, the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. That is all that He was forever back, He is today. Whatever He will be forever forward, He is today. Jesus Christ, the same. That's quite a statement. Jesus Christ, the same. The immutability of God, incapable of change. Again, that's something we do not fully comprehend because we live in a world of change. We change. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now that statement cannot be taken in an unlimited sense. Having said that, some people may get nervous. Let me explain. This is not an unqualified statement. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's not an unrestricted statement. Because Jesus Christ has not always been in the same state, in the same conditions. For example, John chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word, remember that Word, that was the Word that was in the beginning. The Word that was with God and was God. John 1, 13 says, and the Word was made. Change is going to take place. Was made flesh. He wasn't flesh before. God is spirit. So, when we say Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, it certainly does not apply to the Word was made flesh. Because now a change has taken place. Again, this Word that was made flesh is described in the first three verses of John chapter 1. He's described as uncreated, eternal, and has divine. The Word was God. Yet that very same Word was made flesh. The one who was in the beginning with God and was God was made flesh. Does that not mean, as far as flesh is concerned, He became something that He had not been before? He had not been flesh before. He was never flesh before. So He became something that He was not before. He was not flesh in the beginning. He was not flesh forever back. God is spirit. But He was made flesh. He became something that He had not been in eternity. What did He become? keep it in the context, flesh. He became flesh. So the one who was in the beginning with God and was God became flesh. Jesus Christ, who was with God in the splendor of heaven, he was adored by the angels. When he was made flesh, he would find himself in the poverty of earth. Quite a change from the splendor of heaven to the poverty of earth. He was adored by the angels. But when he became flesh, he would eventually be spat upon by man. Quite a change. In coming to the earth, he became something that he was not before. What did he become? Flesh. Flesh. And he came into a condition that he was not in before. Notice in John chapter 17, John chapter 17, and verse 4. Jesus is speaking. He's speaking to the Father. He's praying. He says, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had, past tense, with thee before the world was. So just from those verses, John 1:14, John chapter 17, verse 5, we know that what we read here in Hebrews 13:8 cannot be unqualified. The statement has to be qualified. It's a true statement. Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. But we've already seen that there has been a difference in the state of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, when he walked this earth, he was in different places, under different circumstances and conditions. And in such, his appearance, his activity, was not always the same. Someone says, oh, his appearance was always the same. Well, you better go to the cross then. His appearance on the cross was not the same as he walked upon this earth. So as you follow Christ, you see his activity was not always the same. Why, he went to Capernaum on several different occasions, but he didn't do the same thing every time he went there. So his activity was not always the same. In time, after he was crucified, after he was buried and rose again, 40 days later, he would ascend back to heaven. A change. He's gone from heaven to earth, from earth to heaven. That's a change. That's a change. It's not the same. It's not identical to. It's not the duplicate. When Jesus Christ ascended back to heaven, that was not the same as earth. It was not identical to earth, and it was not the duplicate of earth. When he came here, when he became flesh, he came in lowliness. That was his appearance. But when he comes again, for you and I, he will come in power and great glory. Once again, that's a change. So in other words, when Jesus Christ comes again, he will not be the same. He will not be identical to or the duplicate of. of before he came. So let's look at what does this mean? Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, I believe the key is in the very first two words. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ the same. It is a statement regarding the person of Jesus Christ. It is a statement regarding who he is. The writer of Hebrews, from chapter 1 through the entire book, speaks of the person of Jesus Christ. Speaks of who he is. He presents him, will not give the verses, but you can, this is all through the book of Hebrews, he presents him as the Son of God. He presents him as the heir of all things. As the creator and the preserver of all things. He presents him as the brightness of the Father's glory, as the express image of God. This is all in the first few verses of chapter 1. He's the cleanser of sin. He's God. He's Lord. He's the captain of our salvation. Throughout Hebrews, he's presented as the high priest, as the sinless high priest, as the holy, harmless, and undefiled high priest. He's a merciful and faithful high priest. He's the deliverer of the tempted. He's the king of righteousness. He's the King of Peace. He's the surety. He's the mediator. He's the sin offering. He's the shepherd of the sheep. All of these tell us who he is. They describe the person of Jesus Christ. Now the statement of Hebrews 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today, and forever, concerns the essence and the nature and the very person of Jesus Christ. In other words, the person of Jesus Christ, who he is identical to and is the duplicate of what he's always been. It's never changed. His person has never changed. And Jesus Christ will forever be identical to the duplicate of what he is and what he has been. Jesus Christ the same. Jesus Christ, God himself, is infinite. He's eternal. He's omnipotent. He is the possessor of all power in heaven and earth. He's all-knowing. He's the owner of all. He's holy, spotless, pure, separate from sinners, higher and greater than all. And that is so forever back. That is so today. And that is so forever forward. In other words, Jesus Christ is forever himself. His person, who he is, has never changed one iota. When he was made flesh, we've already pointed out, a change took place from spirit to flesh. When he walked this earth under a variety of circumstances, his person when he became flesh and when he walked this earth, his person, who he is, was identical to and the duplicate of what he always was. Even when he was made flesh, there was no change. And this is where many get into heresy. There was no change in the person of Jesus Christ. The Word was made flesh. There was a change from spirit to flesh. But in that change, Jesus Christ never ceased to be who He is. Never ceased to be Himself. In assuming or taking upon Himself human flesh, that did not result in a change in the person of Jesus Christ. It did not result in a change in who He is. So though He was made flesh, He did not for a single moment cease to be who He is. He's the same. He never ceased to be who He is. But I'll go even further. Nor was there even the possibility of Him ceasing to be who He is. Jesus Christ, there was not even the possibility. That's immutability. Of Him ceasing to be who He is. Now, people get confused, and again, that's why you take this truth, this foundational. Jesus Christ in His person is the same. And when you get into the incarnation, that is your foundation. You don't deviate from that. Jesus Christ is the same. Yes, He changed from spirit to flesh, but that did not change who He was. Nor did anything, any one event, or any couple events throughout His earthly ministry change who He was. Nor was He ever in danger of changing or ceasing to be. Again, this is absolute impeccability. Someone says, I believe in the impeccability of Jesus Christ. That's good, but how far do you take it? He's God. It has to be absolute. Can't change. It's not just that He didn't change. He can't change. He was made flesh. Now we know that flesh, to a large degree, veiled His deity. That was necessary. Because otherwise, man could not stand in His presence. So if Christ was going to come to earth, there had to be something to veil His deity. And that was flesh. It didn't take away His deity. Because Jesus Christ is the same. His person doesn't change. It veiled His deity. In other words, deity was not laid aside. To lay it aside means that you cease to be. Deity was not laid aside. He did not cease to be deity. So Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. So He is right now and will forever be identical to and the duplicate of what He's always been. That's wonderful. So what we read in our text, again, is a bold, affirmative, and plain statement that Jesus Christ is always Himself. And may I say, He never acts differently than Himself. He never does. You follow Christ all through the Gospels. didn't always act the same. By that I mean he didn't always do the same thing. But he never changed in his person. Never. In all of his actions, he never changed. So Jesus Christ, the same, in a world that never stops changing. And that's where so many have a problem today. They want to think that God changes with the times. But he doesn't. He's the same. In a world that never stops changing. And most people cannot grasp that. It's a matter of faith. Nature changes. Changes in the seasons. Nations change. You can see that in your own lifetime. Science changes. Medical science changes. Politics change. Economics change. Education changes. Philosophies change. People change. Families change. Relationships change. Churches change. But in the midst of it all is this constant. Jesus Christ, since he is God, he is the same. Now we all know by experience that some change is unwelcome. Some change is painful. Some change we consider to be a very bad thing. Some change we may consider to be a good thing. But as we look around ourselves, we see there's been change everywhere. And even as we look at things right now, they're changing. Things are changing. Someone says, well, I wish we could just keep everything the same. That's not how life on earth works. Life is constantly change. Change is the very nature of earthly life. It's the very nature of earthly life. Everything changes. Nothing remains the same. Change is inevitable as far as this earth is concerned. But Jesus Christ, the same. Since everything is changing in the earth, there's nothing in the world that is solid. There's nothing in the world that is stable. There's nothing in the world that is substantial. But Jesus Christ is the same. That's solid. You can depend upon that. You know, you think about it, even the things that give us joy in life, in time, will cause our hearts to break in grief. You love someone. That person brings you great joy. But then one day they suddenly die. Your heart is filled with grief. People die every day, but it doesn't affect you. But someone that you've enjoyed life with, it has an effect. So even the things we enjoy, if we live long enough, will bring us pain. Because the earth is full of change. Change can come gradually. We all change gradually, physically. Change can come gradually. It can come without much notice. Change can come drastically. It can come very suddenly. And the speed of change usually is a very unsettling thing. The speed of change. So change, whether it be gradual or sudden, It happens. It happens in families. All of our families have changed. Every one of us have changed. It happens in our health. Change in our health can be gradual, it can be sudden. But our health changes, careers change, finances change, and you get the idea. Everything changes, circumstances, even our hearts and our minds can change. Everything is in a constant flux of change. But in a world of upheaval, we need some center of permanence. We need some center of stability. Everybody needs that. Every human being needs a center of permanence, a center of stability. The problem is that most people look at their center of permanence as something that's, but it's not permanent. They look at their center of stability, whatever it is, but what they look at is not stable. Here is our center of permanence and stability, God. Jesus Christ, the same. That's security. Everyone needs security. A feeling of security. The problem, once again, is people trust, they put their security in things that are not secure. If you put your security in anything on this earth, everything on this earth is insecure. But here is a center of security. Jesus Christ, the same. The same. That's a solid rock upon which you and I can stand. It's an immovable anchor in which we find stability. It's a sure foundation. You can build on it. You can build on it. There's nothing in this life you can build on. That's building on sand. Here's a solid rock. Jesus Christ the same. Build your life upon Jesus Christ. That's a solid foundation. People say, but the foundation of my life was just swept away. Well, that would not be so if Jesus Christ was the foundation of your life. Because nothing can sweep him away. He's the same. He does not change. So what he is now, he shall forever be. And what he shall forever be, he now is and always was. Jesus Christ the same today, or for yesterday, today, forever. That's something you and I can put confidence in. We can depend on it. We can trust it. We can believe it. That's something to lean upon. Something to constantly come to. Jesus Christ, the same. And Jesus Christ is the message of this book. So what that means is that we have an unchanging message in a world that never stops changing. People say the message of churches needs to be adapted to the times. But that's not so. That's a false premise. It's a destructive one too. We have an unchanging message, Jesus Christ. He doesn't change. So we're not to look to ourselves. I mean, even our feelings are very fickle. Our mindset is fickle. It can change from one minute to the next. Our works are unstable. But Jesus Christ the same. You can trust Him. He's the source of all you need. He's the source of all that you require. He is the foundation of all. So when we read that statement in Hebrews 13 and verse 8, what it is speaking of is the person of Jesus Christ. He never changed in the incarnation. He went from spirit to flesh, but He never changed. Even on the cross, He never changed. He's always who He is. Now that's wonderful news for all of us that are alive today. But I want to tell you something that's terrible news if you leave this life without Him. Because He doesn't change. If you are hoping that if you leave this life without Jesus Christ, that somehow He is going to find a way to get you in heaven, that's not going to happen. And let me tell you why. He's the same. He doesn't change. Now, if you're here right now and lost, that's good news. Jesus Christ the same. He's the same Savior He's always been. But if you leave this life without Him, you'll stand condemned before Him. Verse 9 says, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. There's no need to be. Why? Jesus Christ is the same. We don't need new doctrines. Jesus Christ is the same. It's a good thing for the heart to be established with grace. It's a good thing for the heart to be established in this truth. Jesus Christ is the same. So all that we would hold on to that. We don't know what the next minute is going to bring. But we know this. He's the same. When I go to Him in prayer, when you go to Him in prayer, He's the same. When we call upon Him, He's the same. That's encouraging. That's encouraging. So all that we would hold on to this truth, Jesus Christ the same. He's the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. Brother Jim, if you'd come and lead us in verse